We are very confident that SADC will be able to apply enough pressure to President Mugabe to implement the necessary democratic reforms before the next election. I think President Mugabe is becoming isolated in the region, and from our diplomatic offensive, which have been intensifying in the past few weeks, it is very clear that SADC is now losing its patience on ZANU-PF. So whatever ZANU-PF was churning out during the conference, that remains quite political rhetoric, unless they are prepared to go on a head-on collusion with SADC, of which I don't think they will be prepared to risk that way, because SADC is their last line of defense. So yes, we are very optimistic that SADC will keep on putting pressure on President Mugabe, and we are also very optimistic that SADC will not endorse any election before the necessary reforms are implemented.
We also understand that the AU has also expressed interest in what is going on in Zimbabwe. How significant is this?
That doesn't come as a surprise, and it's also quite significant, because the Africa Union has always been a guarantor as well of the global political agreement. If you remember very well, it's a SADC and AU-sponsored agreement. So actually the AU is doing what it's supposed to have been doing all along, and we are also very happy about that they should keep on applying diplomatic pressure.